It's the Afternoon Jams. We're counting down to the Heart and Soul Music Festival. And this interview is personal. It's personal.
This is a personal one.
This is a personal one,
we
bro.
We're going Dion. This is the Dion effect.
Yeah, this is the Dion effect okay. Because I took my student loan money. I took my allowance. I took my everything I was making, man. When they came out with the jams, I was buying every album.
Woo.
And to have Jonathan Lewis on the phone line from Atlantic Star, I'm getting chills, be wow. honest with you. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed.
Wow. You look good. I don't know what the secret is, but you look good.
It's clean living and, you know, having a spiritual connection.
That's
fantastic.
It. That's it. It's been a great run for you and your brothers, right?
Yes, sir. Like I said, we've been blessed. We've been doing it now for, I guess, about 41 years now.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man, you seen it all, done it all.
41
yeah.
years.
Yeah, it's been quite an adventure. Let's put it that way.
Wow. You have the city excited. You guys coming back into Orlando. We outside at the amphitheater. And you got so many classic songs. How do you decide what to play?
Oh my goodness.
Well, what we try to do is play the songs that's really mostly demand, you know, the ones that the people you know asked about all the time. So we have to tailor the set. Excuse me, I got hiccups.
That's okay.
So but yeah, we try to tailor the set, because you know, we have so many songs, such a, you know, vast repertoire, that, you know, it's hard because it's songs that we wish we can play, but we just don't have enough time to play.
Just to be honest.
Just to be honest with it. Right?
So many hits.
Yeah.
How long do we have?
Right. Right. Wow. Well, you know, I told y'all early that y'all can run, y'all can do what y'all do, you know. You know, even though Stephanie's coming on after y'all. Stephanie Mills is on after y'all. But y'all can do what y'all do, because I'm a fan and I like all the hits.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, you know, it's great playing with Stephanie. We've done a couple of things with her in the last couple of months. So it's always good. That's a great combination. And she's such an entertainer and such a talent. She's, you know, I just got to give her props, you know.
Right. Right.
So it's always a pleasure to be able to get with Stephanie and, you know, do shows together, you know.
Now, I have to ask you a question, man. I just want to see how long Atlantic Star has been in the game. I remember seeing y'all when I was a little bit and jamming all every Saturday, every football game, every Atlantic Star. I'm seeing almost 50 years and you are still Atlantic Star. What's the motivation? It got to be more than we just making music. How does Atlantic Star continue to shine for almost 50 years?
Well, you know, I always tell people the music is bigger than us. You know what I'm saying? It's the music. It's the music that has kept us going. I can't put it no other way. It's the music. it's going to outlive us.
Wow. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? The music is going to outlive us, and it basically is timeless. You know, and we were fortunate to work with somebody like, you know, like back in the day, like with the Bobby Elis and James Carmichael, and then when we started producing our stuff ourselves, you know. But James Carmichael really taught us a lot in terms of producing and, you know, how to produce songs to make them timeless.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So he was an incredible influence to us.
Wow. The song Always. I mean, I'm sitting in Ghana, West Africa, last month, having breakfast. They playing music on the speakers and sister there. All of a sudden, Atlantic Star Always come on, and I start recording. I'm telling my friends, they the co-headliners. They coming to our show. They playing.
Right.
It was,
well, you know, it's funny about Always, because conceptually I initiated that that the beginning of the song just in terms of on the creative side, and then my brothers came in, and then we collaborated, all three of us together, and that was the first song that we collaborated on, all three of us, and it was our biggest hit. But Always was interesting because we wrote that song in 1982, and we wanted to try to get it to Kenny Rogers and Lionel. But James Carmichael, again, our producer at the time, he said, "Nah, man," he said, "hold on to this song. This song is going to have its day." And basically, that's what we did. So when we did the All in the Name of Love album, we all decided that we were going to you know, cut it and put it on that particular album. And, you know, the rest is history.
Number one on Billboard's pop, R&B, adult R&B, crossed over.
Stays going.
And eating real good off of it right now still.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. That's pretty
good
way.
Star shines.
I'm not complaining. God is good.
God is good,
God
right?
God is good. Every time.
Not only that, you got other hits. Secret Lovers, Touch, yeah, a Four Leaf Clover, Circles. You got
Am I Dreaming?
Am I Dreaming? Oh,
Symphony.
My God.
Yo, when Love Calls.
Yo. I got to tell you something. I got to say something, right? Man, back at, shout out to all the Floridians that made it this far from the 90s, right? We made these tapes called Splat Tapes. Mm-hmm. Everybody who know what the Splat Tape is, you know what that is. Those songs, all of those that you were running down, if they weren't on your Splat, it wasn't going to happen. Right. It's going to be a missing part. You're going to... She's gonna come to us. Nah, your game ain't that good. Now she, them songs on, that's home run action.
Yeah.
That's Black Tape, yeah. Home run action right there. I just wanted to insert that. Wow.
Do you have a favorite yourself?
I do have. Well, you know, Secret Lovers was a favorite of mine because, you know, it's funny with Secret Lovers. I came back to New York when my brothers cut that. And so I didn't hear it until they came back to New York after we finished the record. That particular song I hadn't heard. And we were at my mother's house down in the basement. We were listening to the record. And when I heard Secret Lovers, I told my brothers, I said, "This is the sleeper." I said, "This song is going to blow up." And even though it only went to number 11 on the R&B charts, but 11 months later, it was a radio station down in D.C., a pop radio station that was playing. And it just blew up. Wow. And D.C. basically initiated it because their radio station was the catalyst for the song to do what it ended up doing. So... you know, you never know what's going to happen, especially with our stuff, because we didn't write to be trendy. We wrote how we felt, and we tried to write, you know, real heartfelt stuff, you know, in terms of dealing with relationships, dealing with the true essence of what love is that we've gotten so far away from nowadays. You know, because my brother Wayne was the dominant lyricist at that time. He was a great storyteller. So, you know, when he wrote lyrics, he was telling stories. Wow. But it was stories that everybody could relate to. You know?
That's it.
For you all to be the writers of these bodies of work and have done it so young, where was that wisdom coming from? Where was that timeless how could you explain that? Or was that just what was happening where y'all were at?
Well, see, the way we grew up, we were extremely fortunate. First of all, I had other musicians in my family. My uncle played drums for Brooke Benton and King Curtis, and he was the studio drummer for Atlantic Records for many years. Mm-hmm. But we listened to everything. We listened to to gospel, we listen to pop, R&B, we listen to jazz, you know, we country, we listen to everything. So what it was is we would listen not only to the music, but we would listen to the lyrical content when people were writing, you know, and especially with country, because, you know, country music, they write stories, you know, real life stuff, you know what I'm saying? So lyrically, country music, you know, has some incredible lyrics, you know, when you listen to the stuff. So, you know, like I said, we grew up listening to all the Motown stuff, the Beatles, Sly Stone, James Brown, you know, Stevie Wonder, you know, all Motown, Supremes, the Temptations. And then, you know, like I said, the country stuff I'm trying to think of who we really like.
Kenny Rogers.
Well, we like Kenny, but the woman that's saying crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yes, I can think of the name right now.
Patsy Cline, I think it was.
Okay.
You know, and Dolly Parton and all them. You know, we listen to everything. So I think we were influenced. And then my brother studied classical from young. They were on scholarship, and they had classical training for about 6, 7, 8 years. You know what I'm saying? So we listened to all the classical greats, Brahms, Beethoven, Chopin, Wagner, Mendelssohn, Handel. We listened to everything. So we were influenced by a lot of different musical art forms. You
exposure.
Know?
Right. Jonathan Lewis on the phone line, Atlantic Star in town next week, the Heart and Soul Music Festival. I don't know if you know this, but you know, some of the proceeds go to benefit our Kids Free Trip to Africa program. We're taking over 25 kids to Africa for free. Passports, visa, shots, airplane ticket, hotels, everything that these black kids get a chance to do, you know, and free. About 4 of them are going to be at the Heart and Soul Festival. They're going to be working. Majority of them are going on to college and is doing things, giving back to the community. So I just want you to know that this is not only a festival, but it's a cause related to it. And thank you for agreeing to be a part of it.
Well, yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man, because I've been to Africa 4 times now. I've been to Senegal, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, and I've been to South Africa 3, and it's possible that we'll be going back there real soon to do a series of concerts. We've been in negotiation for a while. So, it's nothing like going back home, because that's what Africa is, home. Exactly. It's like coming back home to mama.
That's right.
You definitely go through a metamorphosis when you come back. You know, you don't realize how connected you are until you're there, until you start fellowshipping with the folks and, you know, realizing that you have so much in common. This is home. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, the kids are going to love it. You know, it's a little different when you get there, but as you evolve, it just takes hold of you and becomes a part of you, you know?
Well, before we go, how is it, you've been working with your brothers this whole journey. How is that? How special is that?
Well, what it is right now, it's me and Wayne that's holding down the Atlantic Star thing in terms of the original members. My brother David is still writing, but him and his wife, he got into doing a ministry quite a few years ago, back in the mid-90s. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So my nephew, Shamar Carter, is taking my brother David's place, but it's not missing a beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we've had the young lady Melissa Pierce with us for the last 22 years.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so I mean, everything is still the same as far as the sound and everything. All of that is intact. And I guess that's why we've been able to work as much as we've been working, because the demand has just been incredible. You know,
people love good music, man. And you guys, you guys bring it. And I can say this from the business side, you guys are not, your writer is not crazy. It's like, you know, you come in to do your thing, right, shut it down, and make sure the business side is tight. We good. And I appreciate that. You know.
Thank you. The thing is, man, that why bring drama to something that it is drama-less? You don't need drama and egos and all that. That's the problem with a lot of people. They still, you know, into ego world. I mean, we don't trip like that. You know what I'm saying? We try to keep it simple. You know, we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't do none of that stuff. We don't have any of that stuff in our rider.
Amen.
We just
I could bring them every year. Y'all could function, man. I could bring y'all every year.
Every time.
So, you know, man, we keep it simple and we want to try to keep it fun and keep it humane. You know what I'm saying?
I like to
keep it humane.
I can't wait to talk to you. Joni, I stay out of the way, but I love your energy and I just want to be in your presence. Yeah. Mr. Lewis, so you will see me. Jenny, I get out the way. They have to call me, PA, come backstage. Angela Wimbush want to see you before she leave, you know?
Right.
So I'm out there with the people making sure everything going good. But you and your team, honestly, I wish I was back in Michigan because I'm a Michigan guy. That's where all my albums at. I should have been thinking. I would have went through the crates. Yeah,
mine will be present.
Yours will be present.
Mine will be present.
All right, yeah. Mr. Lewis, you sign albums, right? You sign albums.
Yeah.
Oh, I got original. Okay. I got original. You're gonna be like, whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Let's turn it up.
Wow. What do you want to say to Orlando Popka before we go?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Florida for being a major market for us for the last since we began and back in 1977, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That market down there in Jacksonville and Orlando and Tallahassee and over on the West Coast,
Tampa,
you know, Miami, you know, Palm Beach, those were great markets for us. You know what I'm saying? Florida showed us a lot of love. That whole region down there, from Florida through Alabama and Louisiana to Texas, that all those southern states showed us big time love. And they, you know, those were some big markets for us. So we appreciate the love and the support that we've gotten from the folks down there. I mean, it's been a real blessing, and we love y'all.
Wow.
You know?
From all of my people that I used to wish I was in the number listening to, going to Columbo's in Quincy to see Atlantic Star. You remember Columbo's? A little club.
It's
in the Tallahassee area.
What'd you say?
Columbo's in the Tallahassee area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Y'all used to play that all the time, and I used to be young. Atlantic Star, Columbo's. I'd be like, man, I can't go, but I want to go.
You want to go. You want to be in the mix.
Right. Atlantic Star, Columbo's. Yeah, shout out to them.
They're ready. People are buying tickets from all over the country. We had a lady call us yesterday, said she's flying down from Pittsburgh. We had a couple hit us up that's coming. Well, not a couple, family coming up from West Palm Beach. A bunch of my family and friends are coming down from Michigan. They're coming from all over. It's a movement.
Yeah, it's a situation.
It's a situation. It's a movement, and we're glad that you allowed us to be in your midst to experience this thing. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it, and you know, we're coming down to do what we do.
All right,
absolutely.
We'll see you next week. God bless. Take care.
All right. God bless, brothers, and thank you for having me on today.
Sure. Sure. All right, family. We are going back to more music. That was a classic interview with Jonathan Lewis from Atlantic Star. They're going to be in the building.
PA.
Yeah.
This again. It's out of the park again.
It's out of the park, man. It's
out of the park again.
All right. We got some more news we got to talk about. The Heart and Soul Music Festival. Some good announcements we got to make coming up next. Keep it here. It's Afternoon Jams.